Now, the woman out in Silver City, New Mexico, when she said that she had a pain in her chest and she wanted to meet with me that day and wanted me to pray for her, well, 10 o'clock the next morning, I met with her, talked to her. She was a lovely little woman of God. She was a homeschooling mother, had four beautiful little children. And so as we were talking, she had made sure she had repented of every sin. Her husband had repented of every sin. I told her, well, your problem is just demons then. I said, they got in because of some kind of sin. And I said, I'm going to cast them out. And so here this lovely little Christian lady, her eyes crossed, her cheeks began to puff up, her tongue come out of her mouth and rolled over and went back in her mouth upside down backwards. She spit all over me, come across the table. I said, now then, how many of you are in there? He said, there's 2,823 of us in here. I said, come out of her in the name of Jesus. And she went to manifesting. And then I said, how many is left? Okay, there's 2,500 of us. And all of a sudden, this woman, she was probably 110 pounds soaking wet, about this tall. All of a sudden, this woman shot out of the chair 3 feet off the air for probably 8 or 10 foot out there and then landed on the floor. I ran over there and jumped on top of this woman and began to command the demons to come out of her. And there was a guy sitting there at the chair at the table, and he looked down at me and he said, sir, I'm a paramedic. Can I help you? I said, I'm a pastor and I'm casting out demons. I said, you know anything about casting out demons? He says, no. I said, well, then you can't help me. And so I continued to cast out demons for a little while. And Cheryl and Dave were both there. We're watching all this. And then the woman says, okay, I'm okay. I'm delivered. I said, are you sure you're okay? Yes, yes, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm delivered. I said, okay. So I get up and I reach down and help her up. And she gets up and she looks normal. And then we start walking over toward my chair and her chair. And Cheryl's watching. And all of a sudden I get close to the wall and I look at the chair to make sure where it's at. And then when I do, I look and then I immediately turn right around to watch her. And she is coming through the air with her feet hip high. You ought to try that sometime. This little woman is being controlled by demons. It's not a woman doing this. These are demons inside of a woman. She's flying through the air, 3 feet off the ground. She's going to kick me right in the side. And as I look, I do this and she just barely glances off me with her feet. And then she hits the floor. So I jump down on top of her again. I'm straddled this woman in the floor. I mean, you ought to see this scene. A preacher straddled of a woman, you know, in a restaurant, you know, with this knee up holding a shoulder down, this and holding this and down and screaming, come out of her in the name of Jesus. Oh my. You don't see that in a restaurant very often, do you, see? Silver City, New Mexico. Well, finally, the manager comes in and he says, sir, he said, you have got to leave. He said, you're running off all my help and everything. He said, you got to go somewhere with this woman. I told Dave and Cheryl, so let's take her upstairs to our bedroom. So we took her upstairs to our bedroom, throwed her on the bed. I jumped up on top of the bed, right straddled this woman, holding her down. Cheryl's sitting right here with a pillow with a big old towel, mopping up the crud that comes out of her. And Dave's down at the foot holding her feet down because she's trying to kick me. And it's a wild scene. And most people have never experienced anything like this. But it was a wonderful day that day. After 7.5 hours total, I happened to look over at the clock and I said, Lord, I got to preach at that church tonight in an hour. I said, when is this going to be over? Now then, I want you to listen closely to what the King told me under the New Covenant. He said, son, it's going to be over when you believe it's over. Now think about that. I want to take you to Matthew 8:13, and I want to show you what Jesus told the centurion man whenever he came in and he had a servant that needed to be healed. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go your way, as you have believed, so be it. You know what happens to us when we get sick? We believe we're sick. We go by what we feel, not what the Word of God says. It's real easy to not walk in faith. Almost nobody walks in faith. I mean, we say we have faith. We don't know what it means. Faith is believing the promises of God, as you have believed. Isn't that an awesome statement? As you have believed, so shall it be unto you. Well, when I pray for you today, whenever you repent of your sin, and I pray a prayer of faith for you, you're going to have to believe with no doubt in your heart when I pray for you, it's a done deal. If you say, well, I'm going to go by what I feel. Pastor Thurman prayed for me, and if I feel better tomorrow, I might go to a doctor and see if I'm healed or not. Well, you forget it. You ain't going to be healed. It ain't going to work. That's not the way it works. You have to believe God. Because just think, Jesus said, as you have believed, so shall it be unto you. So here I am sitting on top of this woman with my wife sitting right beside her and Dave holding her feet down. And I'm asking God when this is going to be over. And he says, son, I am a faith God. When you believe it's over, that's when it's going to be over. Man, it hit me like a ton of bricks. When Jesus said, it is finished, he meant it was finished. He already bore our sin and he bore our sickness and removed our disease. Isn't that awesome? It's already done. So if Jesus has already done everything, then why do we as Christians give place to the enemy when he comes by to try to deceive us? He comes by and he puts a little knock, knock, knock. Honey, I just had a feeling in my chest. Oh, the devil says, yeah, let me hit you a little harder. Yeah. I just had a little, honey, you better take me down to the doctor right quick. Did you know that's what we do? That's exactly what we do. Instead of saying, okay, Lord, I have repented of everything. You've already bore my sickness, removed my disease. I have all power and authority over the devil. Devil, in the name of Jesus, get your hands off of my heart. Mm-hmm. You get your hands off my heart. Don't you come to me in the name of Jesus. It's done. That's right. Now then your wife says, well, you better go to bed. He said, no, sick guys stay in bed. Well, people do. I got some bulls I need to go see about. And he goes out and gets his truck and goes tackles the bulls. And he comes home, she said, how you feeling? He says, like $1 million. Right. You see? Now that's the way it works. That's the way it works. With the new covenant we've been given, this new covenant, he has given us this awesome power of the kingdom. And it's made it so simple, as you believe. Well, what do you believe? I'm going to tell you, we have been trained to believe wrong. We have been trained to believe not according to the Word of God, but to believe the symptoms. Just like the other day, I had a little lady in here. Then I had a man a few days after that. And as I had the man, he had all kinds of problems wrong with him. And he had a baby with him. I said, whose child is this? He said, it's mine. How old is he? He said, 6 months. I said, how long have you been married to the mother? He said, I'm not married to the mother. I said, have you ever been married before? He says, no. I said, well, why don't you marry the girl? He said, I can't marry her. She's married to somebody else. See, the more questions asked, the deeper it gets. I said, well, you know, technically speaking, God says in his word that there is to be zero sexual immorality in the church. He said, you know, I didn't come down here to hear this. I just want to get healed. I said, well, son, that's why you're sick, because you're breaking God's rules. And I said, there ain't no healing for those that break God's rules. There's only sickness, and sickness eventually leads to death. I said, now you want to die as a young man? No. I said, well, then you're going to have to move out. No more sex with this woman, because that's what opened the door to let him in the first place. I said, so God is letting him come in. God made the rules. Is God the one that says no sex before marriage? Is that what he really said? Do we know what the word no means? Obviously we don't. No sex before marriage. Oh, okay. Well, he's been watching too much TV, as Dave says. Because if you're watching TV, what are you seeing on TV? Oh, sex is okay. Homosexuality is okay. You know, we need all of our kids to be taught how to be a homosexual in the first grade. They may lock up a bunch of people and they may kill me someday, but I'm always going to confess these sins are sin. I ain't never going to fall to the ways of the world. I guarantee. If God calls it sin, I'm going to call it sin. And so anyway, I told the young man, I said, you know, you're going to have to move out. And he said, well, you know, what if she leaves me? I said, well, now you should have thought of that before you went to bed with her the first time. Well, he said, well, we go to another church and I asked them down there if it's okay. And they told me just repent and it'll be okay. I said, you know, that's a lie. When you repent, you got to turn around and go the other way. I said, that don't mean you repent for having sex and go back to bed and have sex with that girl again and then bring another child. I said, God will kill you. He will kill you. It's amazing what we don't see. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. Now, I'm going to have to build your faith to the point where you know it's God's will to heal you, so you can trust Him and Him alone. Now then, this woman that we were casting these demons out of, I finally get down to two demons. After 7.5 hours, we're down to two demons. And I'm commanding with all the force I think I have and all the faith for these demons to come out of this woman, and I just can't get these last two out. They just will not come out. So that's when I looked over at the clock and I said, Lord, in 1 hour, I got to speak at that church tonight. I said, I've been fighting these demons all day long. Now, I had a little bite of breakfast early that morning, but it's now 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and I have done nothing but cast out demons. I hadn't had a drink of water or nothing for 7 hours, 7.5 hours. I said, when's this going to be over? And this just clears the bell. He said, son, I'm a faith God. When you believe it's over, that's when it's going to be over. In other words, He had already said it is finished on the cross, had He not?
Amen.
Did He not say after this that all power is given to me in heaven and earth? Is that what He said?
Yes.
How much power?
All.
So how much does the devil have? None unless we give it to him. None unless we give it to him. All power is given to God. You know, behold, I've given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. All those wonderful scriptures that belongs to us as children of the new covenant. So anyway, when I got this revelation from God, I'm a faith God. When you believe it's done, that's when it's done. Wow. That lit my fire. That really lit my fire. I reached down and I grabbed that woman by the shoulders. I looked her right in those eyes with them demons glaring right out at me. And I said, this is the last time I'm going to speak. But I said, in the name of Jesus, and of course I wasn't gentle. I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, my King, I command you last two demons to come out of this woman and go to the abyss of hell and never enter her again. And it's done in Jesus' name. And I throwed myself off of her and stood up at the end of the bed. And I said, now, woman, get up. You're delivered. I guarantee it in the name of Jesus. And she opened her eyes and looked up, and she looked at Cheryl. She looked at me. She looked down at Dave at her feet. She said, where am I? What's going on? She didn't remember anything happened all day. I said, you're delivered, young lady. Get up.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Bazookas in the Spirit, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.